This is Dr. Allie Evans welcoming you to Light on Health, a show where we shine the light on a full spectrum of topics that affect your health and that of our entire community. My guest today is Barbara Munkel, and we are going to be talking about homeopathy. And I am so excited about this show. I've been wanting to do this show for about 2 years,
Wonderful.
Even before I had a show. So welcome to the show, and thank you for being on with us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
I think homeopathy is one of the most confusing modalities for people in our society. I think for any of you listeners out there, if you've walked into the co-op or you've walked into Fred Meyer or Whole Foods and you've seen the little blue tubes with the white pellets, I think it's one of the most confusing things. People kind of look at it. They look at the tubes. They see a little description on the side, and it's very, very specific. You know, this, you can take this remedy for a dry barking cough. I think people don't quite know what to do with it, and often we're guided there because it's such a gentle medicine. So I'm excited to kind of debunk and talk a little bit about what homeopathy is. Barbara is a certified classical homeopath, and she studied at the International Academy of Classical Homeopathy with George Votulkis, who I have to say, when I was in medical school, that was he was the author of our textbook for homeopathy. So he's a pretty big guy.
He is. He's done wonders to modernize a very old medicine and bring it into the modern medicine where we give everything labels, because homeopathy goes by symptoms and not labels of diseases. And he's just really pushing to wake people up to understand that this is such an important medicine for our generation, for our times, and for our bodies. With, we have so many strong drugs that can do wonders, we need to bring our immune system back up to its working peak after a serious illness or some situation, accident.
Right. And let's just give a, how do we explain to a third grader what is homeopathy? Let's kind of explain to everyone listening, what the heck is this? Mm-hmm. What are we talking about?
I get
about?
This question all the time. Homeopathy is a very different way of looking at health and promoting your own body to heal itself. Homeopathy is a remedy which is taken from a plant, an animal, or a mineral, and it's highly potentized, which means it's diluted and then put like a kinetic energy into the medicine. So I guess you can get into the quantum physics of what right. It really is. And it is given to match your symptoms, like treats like. And what you're doing is introducing into your body a very minute disease that's going to stimulate your own body, matching the symptoms that you have, so that it can cure. Your own body's immune system is stimulated to cure itself. The medicine's not curing you. Your body's doing it.
Right. And so I've heard the analogy made that it's almost like a vaccination, in that sense that you give
yes.
a tiny dose of something.
Vaccinations is not a tiny dose,
right.
Unfortunately.
It is not a tiny dose.
Yes, but it is the same idea. Although vaccinations are trying to prevent illnesses, this is working with when you already have it. We don't
right.
use homeopathy as a vaccination. You need to use homeopathy when there are the presenting symptoms.
Right. So basically, someone has an illness, or someone has fallen into imbalance. And we'll talk a little bit about the difference between using a remedy for an illness and using the remedy just to balance out a body that's in relative health. Mm-hmm. But someone walks in, let's take something very easy, like an ear infection. The ear infection, you know, and in my medicine, in naturopathic medicine, we always look at treating the person and not the illness. So an ear infection might look very different in one child versus in another child.
Absolutely.
And
yes.
so you look at the picture, and maybe in this one particular picture, the child's ear is burning hot and bright red and has, you know, discharge pouring out of it. You're looking, because you said like cures like, you're looking for a remedy that's going to match those exact symptoms, and you're going to give a small dose of something that pushes the body into healing itself.
Yes, absolutely. Through, yes, absolutely. And again, homeopathy is just not looking at physical symptoms. We look at the mental and emotional symptoms as well on the child. Is the child abnormally grouchy, very sensitive to pain? Is the child just not knowing what it wants, you know, crying more? I mean, all of these symptoms of a person, the way their skin looks, if they're hot, they're cold, you know, there's so many details that can be involved to match, and we call it the simillion, the exact match, or as close as the match we could get for a remedy. And in acute cases, you generally go no higher than 200C. 30C that you will find in the stores is meant to treat the acutes, the illnesses that come along. The higher potencies are definitely used for emotional, mental systems, more chronic situations, very, very deep-seated issues.
So to explain to all of you, there's different potencies of remedies. So when we go to the store and what we buy over the counter, what most people will walk in and see over the counter is usually a 30C.
30C
potency,
or 6C.
Or a 6C, which is a pretty low potency.
But
like
for
you're
babies,
saying,
for young babies, or for very, very, they have their place.
Right.
Everything has their place. They're not just created just to say, oh, well, that's just, you know, I don't use that because it's too light. Generally, 30C is a very good all-around potency, and that's in other countries they definitely have a lot more available.
Right,
12C, 31C, 32C. We're a little bit more rigid in what we can get and keep available.
Right, and I know I've traveled in France, in Ireland, in a lot of places in Europe. The pharmacies basically are divided in half. So you literally, on the door, or on the windows, you see a sign that says allopathy and a sign that says homeopathy. And it's just both sides of the pharmacy. And you just go in and tell them what you want.
Right.
And the pharmacist prescribes the homeopathic remedy.
Right. Oh, okay.
Yes.
In Greece, we would give a prescription and go in and tell the pharmacy and they would create it for you. And
right.
They would give you, let's say, if you want to be on it for 2 weeks, they'll just give you enough for 2 weeks. If you want to be on, you know, we can generally step it up. Let's say I want you to be on 30C for, you know, 3 days and then 31, because gently raising the potency is gently pushing the immune system, and you can't push it faster than it can go. The body heals in a very organized way, and everybody's organized way is slightly different. And so you have to honor the pace and the way it wants to heal.
And when people are, let's say that someone takes a homeopathic remedy and they're starting this process of healing, I know you expect to see certain symptoms disappear first. For example, a long-standing skin condition, you might not see that be the first thing that goes away.
Usually the last,
right,
unfortunately.
Right. So is it that idea that you're going to heal from the inside out?
Herring. Constantine, I believe was his first name. Herring is the one who discovered with the body healing. He was a very famous homeopath, that the body heals from the most serious organs to the least serious organs. So it wants to push it out to the skin, which can take a heck of a lot more than your heart or
right,
so on.
Right, that's a safe organ.
Right, so it pushes the most serious to the least serious, from the inside out, from above to below. So that sometimes if someone's saying, well, you know, I've had headaches, and now it's like located in my back. I go, okay,
we're moving in the right direction.
Yeah. Sometimes my patients think I'm sadistic when they're going, well, you know, and I go, oh, this is good, you're having this reaction. And they're going, oh, you're sick. I go, no, but, you know, and you explain
right.
that it's moving. We're,
right.
we're moving the disease in the body, and your own body's doing it. And
right.
we're not just suppressing it. We're not just burying it. We're not creating another layer. We're bringing it out. And when we give a chronic remedy sometime, when we're treating someone which you call constitutionally or for very long, deep-seated, or as you say, that needs to just have like a readjustment and bring your health back, your immune system, old illnesses will come out. You know, I'll
right.
take a case and need to know all, not only your genetics, what's also happened in your life that could be very buried. One time I gave a remedy to someone who was complaining of unusual muscle pain. And in taking the case and repertizing just four symptoms, I says, have you ever been bit by the brown recluse spider? And he goes, absolutely. And on my leg, and I had tons of antibiotics. Well, we'd reached the point in their health, going backwards, that this had been suppressed because of antibiotics, which was needed at the time,
right,
but never brought back and lodged. And so the remedies that we were giving in the series brought out this in one dose of Loxosceleus, which is the brown recluse spider remedy, 200 C, and it cleared it out. So the body's an amazing machine. We just have to honor it and understand it,
right,
on all levels, just not the cells.
Right. And I think when we were talking before about, you know, vaccinations and pharmaceuticals, I always talk to patients about the fact that when you use substances, when you use medicines like homeopathy or herbal medicine or some of these other medicines, when you approach it in the correct way, you're really looking not at the symptom, but at the cause. And I think that that's, you know, the crux of where our medicine of the future really needs to go.
Yes.
If we just treat symptoms, we just suppress a symptom, and we're reliant on that medication to continue to suppress the symptom. And oftentimes, like you said, it goes a layer deeper.
Right.
And then you're dealing with kind of having to peel the onion even more and even more and even more to restore the body back to health.
It gets to the point that the body forgets.
Yeah.
And then that's what we call incurable in homeopathic,
right,
medicine, that you're incurable as far as our medicine can go, because mm-hmm. it forgets how to respond,
right,
in a defensive way. It's controlled so much by drugs sometimes.
Right. Do you tell me a little bit about how you found homeopathy? I think it's such a unique niche in our country.
Is.
In other countries, it's so mainstream
in
the medical world.
It is mainstream in other countries, but they're also in Europe. They're still having their issues as well,
mm-hmm.
and so on. I found it is because, and when I was 36, I had breast cancer, and I was very lucky that it was not very large, so I had a lumpectomy. But I had radiation treatment because that was the protocol in Western medicine. That's all I knew,
mm-hmm.
and it was to help hopefully prolong my life and not have a stray cell. I know differently now, but that's what I did, like everyone else. And then afterwards, the radiation treatment just zapped me so hard that I lost my immune system. And at the time, my children were in grade school, and they would come home with the sniffles, and I'd have a full-blown, you know, ear infection or you know, tonsillitis. And I just kept getting sick, and I constantly was on antibiotics. And I'm one of those people that have never been able to take drugs. I had a penicillin reaction in college, and I get yeast infections. I do not take medicines well.
Yeah.
And I went to my MD at the time, and he just says, well, it's just the way it's going to have to be. And I walked out of there, and I says, no way. I know there's more. And so I started to investigate. I understood herbal medicine. I was already studying the botanicals. And someone mentioned something about homeopathy. I says, what is that? And I dove into it, and I will tell you, that is the one thing that brought my whole system back up into the highest level that we call in groups. George Voudakis teaches what's called levels of health, which also plays into prescribing and understanding how homeopathy will work mm-hmm. on my patients. And it brought me from a very low level to the peak level over several years. So it brought back my immune system. And that's how I got into it.
And so you found it for you and tried it on you.
Personally.
And it worked for you.
And it started to work. And then started to work on my children.
Yeah.
With the ear infections and the sniffles and poison ivy and you name it. It was like it would just kept blowing me away every time. So I dove in studying with a naturopathic doctor. And then I just studied all on my own. And I looked into American schools, but they weren't quite the classical that I was going after because I had read all of George's books. And then years later, after many years of study, I got the opportunity of going to Greece and studying with him and among a world of healers. It wasn't just United States, but we were 33 countries in my class. And it's very enlightening to understand healing on a global level as well.
Right. And I think with homeopathy, along with some of the other, you know, naturopathic medicine and homeopathy being one of the tools within it, I think it's really a model of individual medicine. It's really treating, you know, it's what you said before, when you're treating kind of that whole person. Is that baby fussy? Does that baby not want to nurse with an ear infection? Is that baby hot? It's like looking at the whole person and being able to tailor medicine that does that, because unfortunately, yes, drugs cannot. It's not an individual medicine.
Right. And homeopathy isn't needed in all cases, whereas just giving gentle, you know, herbal, as a naturopath, you would prescribe maybe a change in diet or, right. or something, and that's all that's needed. The immune system is in working order. You just need to adjust. Where I'm just basically a specialist in homeopathic medicine. I didn't yes. go to naturopathic school. So I understand the botanicals. I understand the nutrition. And we understand how you have to aid homeopathic medicine to work. But it is, as you say, one aspect alternative medicine.
Right, right. You are listening to Light on Health on Coast Community Radio. I'm talking with Barbara Munkel about homeopathy and using homeopathic remedies. One of the things that I have, many patients will ask, I will prescribe a remedy to a patient. And like you said, like you explained before, a lot of these remedies are substances that if given in plain form are either toxic or very, very, very strong. But when we use them homeopathically, they're diluted down to minimal amounts. A lot of patients will say, oh my gosh, this is a toxic remedy you're giving. And I try to explain, well, some of these really, really potent remedies are make really good medicine in small form. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that, the idea of using substances that are, you know, quote unquote, toxic if you ate them in raw form.
Ate them or touched them right. or ingested them. I mean.
Right. Poison ivy is a good example. Poison oak.
Yeah, it is. Rustox is the Latin name for poison ivy. And it is the remedy for, you know, a lot of things, arthritis, but it's also been given, you know, very, when you're breaking out in the very bad case of poison ivy, it'll stop it instantly. Like treats like.
Like treat like.
Another, it's one that's highly used is aconitum, which is the monkshood plant, which is very poisonous to ingest. And
it looks like such an innocent flower if you see it.
Right. Yeah. And it is one of, you know, one of the many that some of our most powerful remedies are the poisonous ones because they're triggering your body to, in a very safe way, to react. For instance, aconite is a very potent remedy in high potencies for anxiety or fear. You know, for instance, here's an example that a mother called me that they had just moved into the area and their son was having a hard time adjusting to the school. And the nurse called him. He was out of class. He was having a panic attack. And I said, well, stop by and get some 10M meaning 10 millionths. It's been diluted very highly. Aconite and take it and give it to him. And so she did. And she sat and talked to him, and he was all upset. He took the medicine, and literally, she says, within 5 minutes, says, I'm okay now, Mom. I'm going back to class.
Right.
So there's one example. Another right. example of aconite that you could use in another form is, it's they call it like the vitamin C of homeopathy, that it's like one of the first ones to take. A mom called me and said, you know, my son, he broke out in a fever, and he was fine all day. He went to baseball practice, but it was a cold, windy day. And aconite in high will work for a person who's coming out with fever, cold, earaches. The keynote for that would be exposure to cold, dry winds. Mm-hmm. And so there are some examples of one remedy and how it can work a multitude of areas.
And I had a patient who we were delivering her baby, and she was in labor and doing great, and she got in the birthing tub, and everything just stopped. It was like labor stopped, and we're all just kind of waiting, and it just, you know, oftentimes when that happens, there's kind of a mental barrier or an emotional barrier that the mom is going up against. And she turned to me and said, I'm just totally afraid I'm gonna die. And at that point, I grabbed aconite, which is also fear of death.
Exactly. Definitely.
And I didn't even give it to her to take internally. We put it just right in the birthing tub. And within moments, it was probably 2.5 minutes later, her water broke, labor progressed, baby was born within a couple hours.
Yeah.
I don't know if you find this, but I find oftentimes in the beginning of life, so moms giving birth and in labor and babies, and then at the end of life, that transition at death time, I find that at those times, people are so ripe to kind of be affected by homeopathic remedies. It's just such I think the veil is very thin.
It can be, yeah.
We'll talk about a little bit about when remedies, when people will, let's say, buy a remedy or take a remedy, and it doesn't work for them,
uh-huh.
or that you don't have the effect, the kind of the desired effect of the remedy.
Right.
What do you think goes on there? What do you think is happening there?
It's very complicated. It's not an easy answer, but to generalize, it's just not the right remedy. It could be a close, which we call a similar, mm-hmm. but it's not the remedy. Well, it makes you feel better at first, but then in a day or two, you're back to where you were. So meaning that it was a close, but it wasn't the similar. So mm-hmm. your body didn't heal properly. Usually it is just, it's not prescribed properly. You would have to know your remedies very well and get to the fine details to understand that.
And is it a problem for people to take a remedy that doesn't, let's say they take the wrong remedy. Is that problematic? Does that harm them? Is that dangerous?
Generally, no.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're chronic and taking this remedy, that remedy, this remedy, and then you go to a homeopath, you can mess up the case in a sense that the remedies are safe, but they're also very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And even taking the wrong remedy alters your body in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's gentle but powerful. So you can't really poison yourself with it. But if you're really trying to heal properly and bring your immune system back up to the proper way, you really don't want to mess around with them. You want to just take one at a time and very carefully prescribed.
Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit the listeners who will walk into the co-op or walk into one of the stores and they have allergies and they go over to the homeopathic remedies and they pick out some euphrasia for themselves. Is this something that you would recommend not doing, or is it something that you think, no, if you can find a book and kind of find the best fit for yourself, that's a reasonable approach because it's a very gentle medicine? What's your thought about it? How would you guide people that don't have a background in homeopathy?
I would definitely say dive into it.
Yeah.
Definitely. Don't be afraid. But all the labels aren't wrong. And you're taking the ones in the store, you're taking it for acute, you're taking it for a very short acting disease, and so you're not doing long-term damage. And go for it. Definitely learn about it. Dive into it. It is, as I said, for me, it's been a saving grace. It brought me back to being extremely whole, and it's just blown me away and how it's helped other people to heal.
Yeah.
People who have got huge panic disorders won't even come out of their house. People who can't eat anything. I had one patient who all of a sudden just became allergic to everything, and he was a thin man to begin with and was dropping weight so fast that he was going to be hospitalized. And giving him the right remedy, within 2 weeks, he started gaining weight again. I mean, it instantaneously works. So if you take the remedy, and generally you'll have what's called an aggravation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of a good sign. It's not terrible, but it means that your body is, for instance, you have a cold and you'll take Allium Sepa, which is the derivative of a red onion. And you know what you feel like when you cut an onion, so it gives you the idea of what the symptoms you look for. But drippy nose, teary eyes, and you take Allium Sepa, and within 5 minutes you may say, "Oh my God, I'm getting worse, worse." And then all of a sudden it just breaks free,
mm-hmm.
and your nose dries up, and you feel it's in all within 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So you know you have the right remedy. So why wouldn't you want to learn about something that can do that for you?
And people don't need to necessarily worry about side effects from the remedies.
No.
Yeah.
No, there's really no side effects. Your aggravation is
your side effect,
is very short-lived.
And that's a good thing.
And that's a good thing.
Right. And the labels that are on the blue bottles,
tell us
a little bit about that.
You know, they're so limited. I'll go into the store every now and then. I'm always amazed and going, yeah, that's true. But that one's really far-reaching. I would have chosen a different maybe label, but that's just my opinion.
Because basically the FDA
just
has to
have label.
One indication.
Yeah.
And like you're saying, these remedies are these living plants and minerals that have just a whole host of symptoms and
personalities.
Exactly.
Yeah, definitely.
And so they're really just having to, like, if I'm trying to describe you, I just choose brown hair.
Right.
You just have to pick one thing and write it on the
right,
bottle.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, but in the acutes, it's a little bit more direct than you're talking constitutionally. So you really can really hit it pretty good, because when you're at 30C, the similar remedy can actually help to cure.
And real quick, just give the listeners an idea about an acute versus a constitutional treatment, remedy, what that means a little bit. We've
Sure.
talked a little bit about if you have an illness, that's kind of you're looking at prescribing, you know,
Mm-hmm.
if it's an acute illness like a cold, a cough, a fever, an ear infection, right. Those some are teething.
The quick coming, you know, viruses that come through or illnesses. Constitutional is treating, again, the whole person, but on very deep levels for a lot of chronic illnesses or illnesses like allergies that have crept up on you or rheumatoid arthritis or something that's very, very severe that you've had for a long time. That would be called a chronic illness.
Okay. Or looking at kind of mental, emotional, deeper
depression, very, very depression, bipolar.
Yes.
ADD, you know, yes. Things that you would, that's how you would treat quote unquote constitutionally.
Okay.
People will say, well, you know, what's your constitutional remedy? Well, you can be more than one constitutional remedy. Usually
right.
You are, but if you get to your health and peak health all your life, you're pretty much just going to bounce around between two or three remedies.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
And you can kind of just take them when you
and
get
you
a little
them.
Bit off, or your immune system needs a little
and
bit more rebalancing.
You very rarely get sick, and if
yeah.
you get sick, you take your remedy, you get better in a day or two.
Right.
It why wouldn't you want to explore this medicine?
So tell us how, if people are interested, how they can find out more and how they can get in touch with you for appointments for homeopathic intakes treatments.
I have an office at my home, and I do this as needed. I don't advertise, but people find me, and I know
mm-hmm.
that's what people need. My phone number is 503-325-1902. I have a website, www.ahomeopath.net.
And do you have any quick references you would recommend for people if they want to learn more, that's kind of reputable sources or good books to look a little bit deeper into homeopathy?
I would say whatever you're attracted to,
mm-hmm.
because pretty much the homeopaths who write their books, especially for acutes, they're all the same. So,
mm-hmm.
so who you're drawn to. If you're really interested in knowing the science of homeopathy, how it works, the theory behind it, I would recommend all of George's work.
I mean,
he's the basis.
And his name, George Vitulkas, is spelled Vitoulkas. Is that right?
That's correct.
I can't believe I whipped
and
that
And he has
out.
A huge website, too, as well,
mm-hmm.
you know, that can direct people if you're really interested. But
great.
Omens have a book, Roger Morrison. I don't really want to say they're all very good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So just seek out some more resources.
Sure.
If they're, yeah.
Most of the place, like Whole Foods, actually keeps a book right there.
Right.
So you can look up your symptoms and self-prescribe for the acute.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for enlightening us. It's one of my favorite topics to talk about. We might have to have you back.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Light on Health with my guest, Barbara Munkel, talking about homeopathy. A huge thank you to our lovely engineer, Kate Brister, who I couldn't do the show without her. Join me on our next show, which will be August 23rd. It's my hope that we've enlightened and empowered you to take one tiny step forward towards your own radiant health. Have a great day.